Welcome back to the programme. Now, I don't know if you heard the headlines at the beginning of the programme, but if you did, you would have heard the very sad news that the death has occurred of the journalist and former inter-county Gaelic football manager, Eugene McGee. He was on this programme quite a few times, a gentleman to deal with, and very, very interested in the GAA. And of course, he was a journo as well. So I'm joined now by our own Des Cal. Very sad news, Des. Remind us about Eugene McGee and remind us about the awfully famous Offaly Kerry match.
Yeah, it is dreadfully sad news. I was shocked, and the impact his death is having is quite extraordinary as well. I'd say he wouldn't believe if he was aware of it. There's huge upset about it. But he is not just part of one of the greatest stories in the GAA. He was a central figure in one of the greatest stories of the GAA. Yes, and this was Kerry, the greatest team of all time. This year may change that. Kerry had won four in a row and were going and seeking to be the first county ever to win five in a row. I was working for the Kerryman newspaper at the time, so I was kind of central to that whole thing. And Offaly beat them. It wasn't just that they beat them, it was the dramatic circumstances. Almost the last kick of the game.
Yeah.
High ball into the square, a little nudge. Was it a push on the Kerryman? Kerry people said yes. Anyway, Seamus Darby got it and stuck it in the net. And Offaly won the most dramatic final in the history of Gaelic football, probably, and denied Kerry the five in a row. And Eugene McGee was the manager and the brains behind that Offaly team. He had brought that Offaly team through, progressing each year. They won three Leinster titles on the way. And he was forward-thinking. He was ahead of his time in coaching, in the way he thought through games and tactics of games. And so that is his part in GAA history. But his part in life, he was GAA to his core, to his fibre.
Yeah.
And a great man to fight for the importance of rural life and society and Irish rural life not being neglected as many would feel it is being. He was managing director and editor of the Longford Leader, a great man to help many young journalists coming along. Funny enough, that time when, in advance of the 82 final, John Barry from the Kerryman sent me up to Offaly in advance of the final. We were doing our big five in a row special for the Kerryman. And he had more to be doing than dealing with a young fella from the Kerry. I think he was amused that I was a young Dublin fella down in Kerry, but he was very helpful to me. And I think an awful lot of people who came through journalism would say that he was hugely helpful to young people in journalism. And his other thing, the thing that jumps out about me, Marion, in thinking about him in the last half hour, what jumps out is honesty and integrity. He was such a straight talker now, to the point that some people didn't like his straight talking. You might have seen it on a panel, because when he'd be on a panel and somebody made a bold statement, Eugene would scowl. He couldn't hide his views. Scowl is a great word. You could see his face kind of twist, and he would come back and say it straight. And he's the kind of man who, if he said something that I fundamentally disagreed with,
yeah,
I would go back and rethink it because Eugene McGee says differently and because of his integrity. Integrity is one of the greatest things you can have linked to you. And he had more of it than most people I know. I would rethink my view because Eugene McGee said differently, and he is such a fundamentally decent, honest man that I would rethink my thoughts. He was a fantastic man.
Yeah, I think I heard him on with Sean recently. Do you know the circumstances of his death?
Well, I think he took ill at a family event, I think. But I don't know the circumstances. And it doesn't really matter, and it might be distressing for his family as well. He's gone, and gone suddenly in the eyes of most of us, and way too early, because what a vibrant man.
Right.
His views were so strong, and honestly, it will emerge over the next day or two. The respect for him around Ireland will be massive.
Right. Tell me about him being chairman of a Football Review Committee. What was that about?
Well, we're we're forever giving out in the GA about our rules and changing things, and we need to look at this and we need to look at that. And he would make an ideal chairman for the reasons I just said.
Right.
If there was somebody waffling on for too long, he wouldn't tolerate that.
Right.
But he would also be open to everybody's views and take them on board and throw them out there. But eventually he would insist, right, we need to make a decision here. Let's make a right decision. But he loved the game. Like, he's a Longford man, a very proud Longford man. Like, I read this morning, the Longford Miners won in Croke Park in 2002, I think it was, very rare thing, and Eugene was in tears in the press box, you know. But it's his link with Offaly, and his wife Marion, her brothers played on the Offaly team. He'll be a legend forever in Offaly. But throughout the GA, he represented all that's good in the GA.
Right. Okay, well, listen, we leave it there, Des, and thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us, because I think everybody was taken by complete surprise about this, because there was no question of illness, as I understand anyway. So we will offer our condolences to his friends and his family, and as we say, Oscailge, or Yes Jay, Gorau Anam.